So this morning we're chatting to Dallin Francis. He is running a campaign to raise awareness for global warming. So the campaign is aimed at creating awareness by donating funds to Solar Aid. It's a UK-based charity which assists rural parts of Africa, Malawi, Zambia, and of course also later the South African arm of Solar Lighting. So we have him on the line this morning. We are very excited. Good morning, Dallin. Welcome to the On Bait Show.
Good morning, Kia. Thanks for having me on.
Wonderful. So, Dallin, can you tell us what inspired you to run this campaign and why is it called the Three Peak Challenge?
Right. So, firstly, I did a climb in the Himalayas back in 2017 to Mira Peak, which was about 6,476 meters. On that climb, I mean, we obviously went through quite a few valleys and covered a few other peaks and went through a few glaciers as well. So a lot of time was spent climbing. I think we spent about 3 weeks all in all. Mm. And in that time, you know, obviously had a chance to speak to quite a few of the Sherpas who live up in the mountains and have been there for a few years. And they were aware of the terrain changes that have been existing or have been happening throughout, you know, the past sort of decade, more so than ever, with regards to glaciers shrinking and obviously their lifestyles changing and so on as well. Mm. So that inspired me initially that awareness needed to be created. I'd been living in Asia at that time, so I just moved back to South Africa last year. And I wanted to draw a correlation between Africa and obviously global warming, climate change, and what I saw out there. So I looked for charities that we could support. I contacted Greenpeace Africa and then Solar Aid as well, which obviously assisted at the time Malawi and Zambia. And I've now introduced them into South Africa, where they'll be covering some rural parts with donations and Solar Aid here.
It's amazing that what you are doing, because in my brain, you know, when people put action to word, then change happens, and it's amazing, and I love what you are doing to shine the spotlight on climate change, for example. But now, here's the question. What do you feel are the most important crises factors of climate change that we should be aware of?
I think it's things that we obviously take for granted in our everyday life, you know, and as an individual, it doesn't make too much of an impact, but as a combined group, it does, you know. So, for example, as highlighted by Solar Aid, you know, someone lighting up a candle at home, you know, you don't see the damages that it does cause. But, you know, when you have a few hundred thousand candles being lit at the same time, that causes an impact. Likewise with smoking, likewise with the car fumes, you know. These all as a combined effort in terms of emissions being put out into the outdoors, it does cause an impact. So I think we obviously have to be aware of that as an individual. So when even lighting a matchstick, for example, you know, it does make a difference. You know, if you have one person doing it, it doesn't. If you have 10 people doing it, if you have 20 people doing it, it does. I think in our everyday life, everybody can make a difference. And it's not only about, you know, emissions that go out that causes climate change, you know, it's people using, you know, plastics, for example. Everybody can do a small part in their lifestyle to make that impact and a difference. I'm just doing my part. I think, you know, everybody's working at the same time. They have their daily lives. They don't have time to actually do it. I do have some time to afford to this year, so I want to use that time to raise awareness. Hopefully I can do it ongoing, who knows, I'd like it to be the start of something else for someone else to pick up on as well.
Sure. I think the thing that we should be cognizant of is the fact that because it is a crisis that we are sitting in at the moment, that we need to be, I would say even every single little bit that we can do would actually play such a huge role at the end of the day. So it's all right what you're saying in that, you know, it's one person doing this one thing, but if you add all of us on this planet that's doing the same thing, it becomes a problem. So we need to start small. We need to start at home, I feel, and also within our work environments as well. So, Dallin, can you tell us how do people connect with you?
Right. So we've got an Instagram page, which is Aim for Everest. We'd love for as many people to follow that as well and follow the journey. And you know, we're inviting anyone to come on board and partner with us as they seem or they think fit. But yeah, just to follow the journey on Instagram, to check our website, which is www.aimforeverest.org, We are registered as a non-profit company here, and also on Facebook, which is Aim for Everest as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for chatting to us this morning, Dallin. Much appreciated. Of course, all of these activities and being able to spread the word like that cost a bit of money. And so if you want to support Dallin, please do, because they can use every bit of support, financial support that you can supply to them. But go check out the webpage, go check out all their contacts, and hook up with them.